Now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers. On now.
Richard, good afternoon. Speculation that President Trump is set to
Never
fire...
Never dull, is it? No,
he's set to fire someone else looking into the Russian scandal.
Yeah, rumours rife at this minute, speculation that the president might be about to fire someone else. In the midst of all this, a longtime friend of the president, Christopher Ruddy, who runs a Newsmax conservative site and a TV operation, says President Trump is considering firing the special counsel looking into the Russia connection, Robert Mueller. Now, Mueller was head of the FBI under George W. Bush. He was given the job lately of investigating this Russia business after the replacement, James Comey, was fired, as we know. But Ruddy says...
I think he's considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. I think he's weighing that option.
That would be politically explosive, compounding the furor over the Trump versus Comey standoff with the president and the former FBI chief, each accusing the other of lying. Says David Frum, a conservative political analyst.
If President Trump really does fire Robert Mueller, he might as well just hire a skywriter to write trace and smoke over the White House, "I am super guilty."
That's a conservative viewpoint, just one. But yeah, this is reminiscent, of course, of what was known as the Saturday Night Massacre, 1973, Watergate. President Nixon wanting to fire the special prosecutor at the time, and his then Attorney General and his deputy both refused to carry out the axing. Finally, an underling, Robert Bork, did the sacking. Of course, we know how that ended, right? Nixon forced from the White House in disgrace, and Bork losing out in his later bid for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Never a dull moment with the president. Now, mate, tell me about the Bill Cosby case. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, this is pretty tense also. It's gone to the jury late today. So they're considering now the fate of Bill Cosby. Will he be sent to jail for the rest of his life? They got this case brought in behalf of Andrea Constand after a pretty dramatic round of closing arguments today. The lawyer for the 79-year-old Cosby saying the TV star had shattered his reputation, but he argued Cosby is a philanderer, not a criminal. That is what the jury has to decide. Despite speculation that Cosby might testify, he did not. In court today for the first time was Cosby's wife, Camilla, who has stood by him previously, but hasn't been present in court till this day when Cosby's defense lawyer pointed to her saying, "You deserve better." Well, no mention of the dozens of other women who have said in recent times that Bill Cosby drugged and sexually abused them. Cosby's defense lawyer also pointed to what he said were serious inconsistencies in the account given by Andrea Constand, Cosby's accuser, in this instance, and the prosecutor said any inconsistencies were small. So for 4 hours, the jury met late today. They'll resume tomorrow, and obviously a verdict could come at any time.
Any time. We'll be standing by for it, Richard. Thank you. Richard Arnold in the U.S.